Shoprite Compu ticket, VIP 300 kwacha, West Wing 150 kwacha, and East Wing 70 kwacha, 20 kwacha for North and South Wing. Don't miss out on this thrilling experience with a special appearance by His Excellency, Mr. Hagainde Hichilema.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. The president says Zambia will continue working with IMF on economic growth. Blogger Elias Musiani sentenced to 6 months in prison for online harassment. And in global news, Sudan paramilitaries escalate attacks on key cities. Good afternoon, and with the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. President Hakainde Hichilema says Zambia will continue working with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, under the ongoing economic reform program aimed at achieving sustainable growth over the next 3 years. Speaking when an IMF delegation called on him at State House this morning, President Hichilema described the fund's support as a critical component of Zambia's economic recovery, especially in the wake of challenges such as drought. President Hichilema also emphasized the need for Zambia to remain committed to IMF obligations, particularly in light of prevailing global geopolitical tensions. He says embracing the IMF framework will help the country maintain focus on its broader economic development agenda. Deputy Managing Director Nigel Clark commended Zambia for the progress made under the reform program. He says the country's achievements have delivered tangible results and reaffirmed the fund's commitment to continued partnership. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Stumbeko Msokotwane assured the delegation that Zambia remains dedicated to maintaining a stable, reform-friendly environment. Lusaka Magistrate Mutinda Mwenya has convicted and sentenced social media blogger Elias Musiani after finding him guilty of 2 counts of harassment, utilizing means of electronic communication contrary to Section 69 of the Cybersecurity and Cybercrimes Act No. 2 of 2021. In passing judgment, Magistrate Mwenya fined Musiani 70,000 kwacha and sentenced him to 6 months in prison on 2 counts for cyber harassment against Kidis Kifo, wife of musician Elton Mulenga, popularly known as Yomaps. The court established that on the 8th of April 2024, Musiani, using a computer system, intentionally initiated an electronic communication on his Facebook page, allegedly intended to coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause emotional distress to Ms. Kifo. The magistrate court further established that Musiani openly insulted the couple, showing that he knew what he was doing and his intentions were done for clout. In mitigation, Musiani pleaded with the court to exercise leniency because he is a student and assured to mend his ways to be a good youth, having learned a lesson during trial. But in passing the sentence, Magistrate Mwenya handed the 70,000 kwacha fine, which should be paid within 1 week, and 6 month sentence with hard labor, noting that cybercrime is on the rise in the country through incidents of assaults being committed online. Magistrate Mwenya stated that in order to deter would-be offenders, the fine and sentence is appropriate. The Zambia Council for Social Development, ZCSD, has expressed concern over the NGO bill and alleged government shift on civil liberties, warning that in its current form, The bill significantly departs from international norms and could limit the autonomy of civil society organizations, CSOs. Speaking when she featured on the Tuesday edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, ZCSD Executive Director Leah Mitaba has emphasized the importance of self-regulation for NGOs, arguing that the proposed legislation presents a potential threat to civic space. Ms. Mitaba has also called for a comprehensive constitutional review process instead of the embattled 13 proposed amendments by the UPND government, while emphasizing the need to include the Bill of Rights. She has expressed concern over what she describes as state overreach through cyber legislation and ill-timed constitutional amendments focused on leaders as opposed to the aspirations of the general populace. Ms. Mitaba is worried that President Hakainde Hichilema has allegedly deviated from the democratic principles he once upheld and has suggested that addressing the gender gap and political marginalization should be through legislation such as the Political Parties Bill, which would be less divisive and more practical. She has since urged government to genuinely listen to the voices of CSOs and the broader public on matters of national interest and governance, warning that ignoring these views threatens the democratic progress Zambia has worked hard to achieve.
To answer your question, we do feel that government is not listening to us, and we also feel that government has actually adopted a 180 degrees turnaround from the time that they were in opposition. If you recall, and I think if you go to the digital footprint for the president, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, you see that even his digital footprint before ascending to power did speak against provisions, some of the provisions that were in the cyber security and crime law then. But then you see that the current one still has those provisions. Maybe it's even worse than the previous one.
Copperbelt Province Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza has appealed to the Civil Service Commission to ensure transparency and fairness in the upcoming recruitment of 2,000 health workers scheduled for 2025. Mr. Mwanza has raised concerns over alleged irregularities that marred the recent health worker recruitment process on the Copperbelt, pointing to a lack of transparency, non-compliance with established procedures, and numerous complaints received regarding the conduct of the Provincial Human Resource Management Committee. Speaking when officials from the Civil Service Commission paid a courtesy call on him, Mr. Mwanza has emphasized that his office is fully prepared to work collaboratively with the Commission to ensure a more credible and accountable recruitment process moving forward.
Last recruitment of health personnel was not done properly by the Provincial Human Resource Management Committee, that we received many complaints across the province, especially when the president made pronouncements to consider those health workers who are volunteering in these level one hospitals here on the Copperbelt. For us, we took it as a policy direction when the president spoke, but it was contrary, none of them was taken.
And Civil Service Commission Chairperson Dr. Veyani Cholwe says the commission is currently in the province to monitor and evaluate the performance of delegated human resource functions. He says the visit aims to assess the effectiveness of human resource management committees and ensure adherence to proper recruitment standards.
As you are aware, seven functions have been delegated to the HRMC, and these include confirmations, transfers within the district upon request on an exchange basis, substantive promotions, retirement on medical grounds, normal retirement at age 60, posthumous retirement, and appointment on a temporary basis or agreement. Therefore, it's important that the Commission checks on how the delegated functions are being performed in line with the President Hakainde Hichilema and the government decentralization agenda.
In global news, explosions have been heard in the Sudanese city of Port Sudan as a paramilitary force targeted the de facto capital of the country's military-led government for the third consecutive day. Thick black smoke could be seen at dawn on the skyline of the previously safe city, where thousands of people fleeing the two-year civil war have sought refuge. Flights have been cancelled after two drones hit the international airport and the local hotel near the current presidential palace, reports say. We monitor the BBC for other global news stories.
Sudanese paramilitaries